save the Radio Caroline ship, the Ross Revenge, which is in danger of breaking up off the Kent coast. The 1,000-ton trawler ran aground on the Goodwin Sands off Ramsgate last night. Since then, it's been battered by heavy seas. Early today, the crew of six were airlifted to safety. The RAF say they're lucky to be alive. David Forsdyke reports.
The five men and one woman crew from Radio Caroline. They were plucked in the nick of time from the decks of the converted trawler Ross Revenge, tonight still being pounded by seas off the East Kent coastline. The ship had been battered all night. The crew hadn't been aware that their anchor chain had been snapped. Around dawn, they realised that they'd been driven more than 15 miles south onto notorious sandbanks off Kent.
There was an enormous lurch. In fact, we were all thrown out of our beds and flung into the air. We realised immediately something was wrong. Got dressed. Everybody was on the bridge in their life jackets within about 2 minutes. We called the Coast Guard, and they informed us that we had actually run aground on the Goodwin Sands.
The survivors had stayed on board as long as possible to try to save the ship. Back on dry land, they had no illusions about how lucky they'd been.
We were basically praying for our lives because we knew that within a few minutes the whole thing would go into the water and basically we'd all be dead. We were very lucky the RAF showed up when they did.
Yes, I was going to say, if they'd come, say, a couple of minutes later, then we might not be here today.
The seas around the Ross Revenge were so rough that the Ramsgate lifeboat and its seven-man crew were thrown onto the sandbanks themselves as they attempted to take off the Caroline's crew. A major problem for the RAF rescue team was the huge mast on Caroline. As water poured into cabins and the ship began to roll, the aerial sliced through the air around the rescue helicopter.
It was certainly dangerous for the winchman going down because obviously once he leaves the aircraft, the wind affects him flying below the aeroplane. And from our point of view upstairs, the boat rocking as it was doing on its beam with the 150-foot masts, makes life a little bit tricky.
Caroline stopped transmitting in April after the 1990 Broadcasting Act, which threatened to jail anybody who worked for them. It was trying to become a legitimate satellite.
A Kent school is a
broadcaster. Those on board until this morning were caretakers waiting for the big break. Staff say the loss of the Revenge won't hamper their long-term plans. They say Caroline will be back. David Forsdyke, Coast to Coast, RAF Manston.